Chapter 5. Are we living in a lucid dream? Bacteria, plants, insects, eggs, animals, and humans all appear to be sharing the same mind, thanks to a non-electromagnetic energy field. We now know that if you have trouble concentrating, and someone else in a remote location tries to help you think, then soon you will be able to focus much better. Scientific breakthroughs all over the world consistently seem to happen in parallel. Organ transplant recipients may pick up thoughts, behaviors, and habits from their donors. Humans and animals appear to draw from a common data bank of information, which in our case includes written words in foreign languages, Morse code, and crossword puzzle solutions. Remote viewers can make detailed observations of distant locations and create measurable signals of their presence in those areas, including surges of visible photons. Our bodies lose small but measurable amounts of weight when we die or have an out-of-body experience. An energetic conduit seems to exist between our astral body and our physical body, the silver cord, and it may be sending visible images from distant locations directly into our pineal gland, not unlike a fiber optic cable. Floating piezoluminescent crystals in the pineal gland may then release these images in a three-dimensional matrix of light. The retinal tissue in the pineal gland might be capturing these photons and sending them to the brain, where they are unscrambled into visual images if they remain stable enough. Ancient mystery schools and religions seem singularly obsessed with pineal gland symbolism and believed that awakening this gland was the ultimate key to spiritual advancement. Many people continue to be able to observe their environment and think normal thoughts while they are clinically dead, showing no brainwaves whatsoever. Some people have appeared in a ghostly form to their loved ones while having a near-death experience, and both people report the same sequence of events afterward. Dr. Michael Newton found remarkable consistency in reports from the afterlife among thousands of people he had hypnotized into a superconscious state. Dr. Ian Stevenson identified over 3,000 children who gave specific, detailed, and accurate memories of past lives and even looked like the people they claimed to have been before. There does appear to be a parallel reality out there that we all have access to, at least on some level. Is there any way you can travel into this alternate world and experience this unbound awareness for yourself without actually dying? Are you already doing this every night when you dream? Is there a way you can bring your conscious awareness with you and become lucid so you have full control over your experience? I believe there is, because I've done it myself. Certain techniques do allow you to recognize you are dreaming while it is actually happening, wake up in the dream, and take conscious control of your experience. After having had enough of these experiences personally, I can't help but wonder if the real world behaves more like a lucid dream than we ever imagined, thanks to how interconnected we are in the source field. This adventure started when I was still a high school student, and I read Lucid Dreaming and Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming by Dr. Stephen LaBerge from Stanford University's Sleep Research Center. Dr. LaBerge was able to scientifically prove that you can be fully conscious in a dream while being physiologically asleep and dreaming at the same time. Dr. LaBerge also works with Dr. William Broad, who performed many experiments proving our mind-to-mind connections, as we already discussed in Chapter 2. In 1952, Dr. Eugene Ossorinsky found that in the lighter stages of sleep, we all experience rapid eye movement, or REM. If we get awakened from this state, we usually report having just experienced a vivid dream. By 1973, Dr. Montague Ullman and Dr. Stanley Krippner published 10 years of pioneering experiments in dream telepathy at the Maimonides Medical Center in New York City, with more than 100 participants. In these groundbreaking studies, ordinary people could concentrate on specific images while awake and send them to people who were dreaming. The dreamers then experienced symbols and events in their dreams that were obviously similar to the sender's message. Drawing upon the experience of over 900 lucid dreams of his own, Dr. LaBerge developed exercises that would allow you to wake up or become lucid while you were dreaming in his lab. Once you achieved the lucid dreaming state, you would signal Dr. LaBerge by repeatedly moving your eyes back and forth, since the rest of your body could not move due to sleep paralysis. By signaling LaBerge with your eyes, counting to 10, and signaling again, he was able to confirm that your physical time and dream time are just about the same. LaBerge also reported on cases where people seem to share the same dream, although this has not been investigated as rigorously as dream telepathy. Accounts of mutual dreaming, dreams apparently shared by two or more people, raise the possibility that the dream world may be in some cases just as objectively real as the physical world. This is because the primary criterion of objectivity is that an experience is shared by more than one person, which is supposedly true of mutual dreams. In that case, what would happen to the traditional dichotomy between dreams and reality? In his book, Lucid Dreaming: Gateway to the Inner Self, Robert Wagoner gives a variety of compelling examples in which people shared the same dream environment and reported the same experiences in isolation after they woke up. This again implies that dreams are not merely psychological artifacts, but are occurring in a parallel reality of sorts, where more than one person can have experiences and interactions with others at the same time. This idea was popularized in Christopher Nolan's highly successful 2010 film, Inception.